It's another Outside the Box, especially concerned about our climate future. Today's topic is Yes to a Clean Environment. Most of us are worried about the climate and the future of our planet. It's the only one we have. Technology has brought us creature comforts, but it has also put us in danger of environmental collapse. Are there soft paths, such as less polluting, renewable energy methods, we can say yes to? The hard paths, like polluting fossil fuels and potentially dangerous nuclear energy, have gotten us into trouble. So has leaving solutions to the corporations, or sometimes to a government. Everybody should have access to natural resources, especially clean air and water, plus electricity, not just those living in the right locations or who can afford them. More soft path methods are better. Here's one, the Association of Recyclers of Bogota in Colombia. These folks are scavengers, waste pickers, recicladores in Spanish, those who can find a repurpose for a lot of what is being thrown, quote-unquote, away. Items pulled out of the municipal trash mean less methane, less pollution, and more employment. The association brings together about 25 cooperatives and other groups to promote higher pay. The city does pay them now, and better working conditions. A similar group in Brazil processes an estimated 300 tons of potentially reusable items per day. Despite opposition from the U.S. President and part of Congress, renewable energy, solar, wind, geothermal, etc., needs to be our energy future. Many nuclear power plants in the U.S. and other so-called developed countries have been or are being shuttered, given that there's still no safe place to store the waste. The energy system needs to be democratized and decentralized, so anyone, even me, can have their own energy-producing system. Recyclables such as plug-in solar have their own problems, but compared to what the burning of fossil fuels is doing, renewables are clearly a safer and cleaner path. The U.S. war on Iran and the closing of the Straits of Hormuz have given the world the opportunity to focus much more on renewable sources of energy. China is a leader. The U.S. is falling further behind. Other countries are searching for more recyclable and clean energy sources to become less fossil fuel dependent. There's nothing good to say about the war, but it has inspired billions to realize that a clean energy and environment is necessary and more cost-effective. Opposition to private ownership of utilities, such as water systems, has demonstrated that a necessity such as clean water needs to be held in common. In both Mexico and Bolivia, attempts to sell a water system to private corporations have shown the benefits of municipal water systems. In Mexico's case, AGRA, a consortium of three private companies, took over the water system of towns near Saltillo in 2012. Rates doubled immediately. Rates for users who did not have a meter, most residents, went up even more. Little was done by the new owners to improve the system or service. The public demanded remunicipalization, and it was completed about 2 years later. A similar privatization of water resources in Bolivia in 1997 to 2001, as a result of pressure from the World Bank, also ended badly, with few improvements in the water system and increased costs, especially for those living in poverty. About 3 years ago, I described in Outside the Box the many enticing proposals in Paul Hawkins' book, Drawdown. It highlighted 100 proposals for reducing climate disruption that could make climate collapse less likely or drastic. How many of those 100 ideas have been partially or entirely adopted? Essentially all are still a work in progress. In some nations, black carbon, sooty particulates from the burning of coal or other high carbon materials have essentially disappeared. Better for the climate, public health, and quality of life. 1/4 to 1/3 of all greenhouse gases are caused by food production. More organic and regenerative farming, don't till, cover the soil, keep roots, diversify crops, are reducing those gases. The 100 drawdown ideas are getting special attention in Africa and Asia to reduce not only pollution, but also poverty. When economies improve, people will pollute less and create a more energy-efficient way of life. Of course, using less or no energy at all, rather than creating it in a different way, is the ideal. Walk, run, roll, bicycle, paddle, sail, or travel using only human power is one option. More reusing and repurposing rather than recycling is another. Scaling back on technology dependence, no matter how energy efficient it is a third. What unique soft path strategies would you say yes to? I'm Larry Danziger, looking for soft path ideas I can adopt.